think we're officially a back to college podcast.
I am constantly hungover.
Weekday beers are basically automatic now, bro.
I'm gonna send it over to my homeboy, Pitbull.
If you're not getting hated on, you ain't doing shit right. You need people talking about you. You need people saying, I don't like that person. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Clouston. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filter.
From the depths of a 6th-floor apartment in downtown Calgary that is approximately 43 degrees Celsius, we bring you episode 38 of Minimal Filters. On today's show, we have Nathan and Kale's rating scales for Country Thunder 2022 here in Calgary, as well as Boston as a whole. We give you lonely and horny singles out there some advice with our love language, and we then give you the nails of things that should be illegal to do after high school. And as always, we sanitize the entire show off with our shower thoughts of the day.
Beautiful. I like that you mentioned how hot it was off the start, because it is fucking hot.
I'm sweating balls right
now. I've literally been sitting in this chair for like 3 minutes now, and I'm stuck to it already.
I sat down on our couch for approximately 10 minutes while I ate about 30 breakfast sausages.
Breakfast sausages at 3 o'clock.
I think I would have been sweating anyways if I ate 30 breakfast sausages.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, it just made it worse.
That might just been your inside.
Just the fat, like the fat of the breakfast sausages seeping through my skin already.
But isn't that fucked, man? It's literally September, well, very, very end of August, and it's not anywhere near fall temperatures yet. It's plus 34 outside right now.
Yeah, I'm too white for this shit. I'll be honest. Like, this, I can't handle the heat. I wasn't built for this. I was built for a lot of things, but
the heat is... Calgary, we're built for the cold.
Heat is not one of them.
It's hotter every year, though. Actually, this time last year, it was like plus 20. It was literally fall. But next week, I think it's going to cool off.
Yeah.
So thank God, because I need it.
So we had a week off. I was in Boston.
Nathan was in Boston.
I was in Boston.
Over at Fenway Park watching the Red Sox.
Yeah, so I was there, so no pod. But for now on, we will get back to a regular scheduled programming. Podcast release every Tuesday night from now on. And yep. If not, you guys all have the right to come to our apartment and jump us.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, we're saying that because it's truthful. Because school's going to start. We all have our schedule. We got work schedules, school schedules. We have a day of each week that we're going to commit fully.
Because we have to. Because we have to get to a million downloads by the end of the year.
We're so close to being there.
We're almost there.
We're about halfway. So end of this school year, I feel like we'll get there.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be easy once we get going here. So, Kale, please take us into Country Thunder. I didn't go, so you got to take the lead.
I will take you into Country Thunder for a few minutes here. So, I wasn't going to go. I remember last episode, you guys might remember too, I literally said probably 7 times, hey, everyone, hit me up, ticket for sale. I actually posted on my story too, ticket for sale, just to see like how much I could get. I even told myself too, I'm like, you know what? If I don't get offer of like more than like $300, I'm just going to go. Well, I got offered like $400 by like 4 different people, but I'm like, fuck.
What?
No. For Georgia Line, Morgan Wallen, Lee Brett. I can't just...
So here's the reality is you gave in to the most powerful drug in the world there is, and that is FOMO.
Yeah.
You gave in.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like you, financially, it was probably about what, $1,000 swing? What would you think?
Easily. Because I didn't pay for the ticket. So if I was to sell a ticket for $400+ and work on my Saturday shift, that's $700 in my bank. Or
plus the drinks you buy.
Plus, and I spent about $140 every day. So it was about $1,200 swing.
Yeah, humble brag.
But again, money grows on trees.
Yeah, humble brag.
If you're out of money, just work more. It's simple, right?
Well, or just, I don't know.
You're right. But anyways, yeah, so I was a last minute decision. Basically, other than Nathan and a couple other buddies from Tokes, all the boys were gone. So I'm like, you know what? I have a plan each day. I don't want to just be alone the whole weekend and have that fucker. I could probably hear Country Thunder from our apartment, honestly.
Yeah.
But day one, Lee Bryce, it was such a fucking good first day. I worked in the morning, so I got there, you know, the whole entire day at work until about 2 o'clock. I was just craving Lee Bryce. Got there, all the boys. It was really fucking dusty, which kind of sucked because it was like literally the middle of like a dirt hill. But yeah, Lee Bryce was sick. He's getting really fat, getting really old, getting really gray, but still has the voice of an angel. Rumor was definitely for sure the highlight. Again, it was Friday, so it was like getting into the main day, which was Saturday, obviously that was the biggest day. But I'm going to give Lee Bryce a 4.5 out of 5.
Respectfully. Yeah, respectfully.
The only reason it's not a 0.5 is because I'm giving Morgan a 5. I'm telling you right off the bat. And I couldn't give Lee anything like I gave Morgan.
So. Yeah, I think Lee's just, he's a bit older, but he's definitely, he's got some good tunes.
He was
the
perfect Friday concert.
Yeah, kind of like a good start.
Opening, like get your fucking, you know, get some dust on your boots.
Get your toes a little wet,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, 100%. But, so yeah, Saturday morning, woke up at like 7 in the fucking morning because my body just has an alarm at 7 in the morning. My hangover didn't kick in yet because it doesn't until afternoon now for some reason. But woke up at 7, went over to the boys' house at like 7:30 or 8, didn't shower, nothing at this point, and we just started slamming beer and OJs at like 8 in the
morning. Kind of disgusting.
Didn't have any food yet, just I woke them up. There was like 4 of them on one couch in the basement because they fucking blacked out the night before. They had a longer night than I did at Lee, but we got there a little bit earlier this time for Wallen because we didn't want to worry about the fucking lines, which were awful. Because this is the one thing I'm kind of upset about when it comes to like the whole entire experience of Country Thunder.
I did hear it was a little messy. I heard it was very unorganized, yeah. Right?
So luckily they did give the option to get some drink tickets before Country Thunder started, like the Monday through Thursday leading up. A lot of kids did that, but when you got there, if you didn't have tickets, you had to stand in... Let's say you didn't bring cash either, which no one brings cash, no one carries cash anymore.
It's 2022, cash literally isn't even a thing.
Basically, Starbucks is getting rid of cash, which is fucked. Anyways, that was kind of irrelevant.
Who's Starbucks?
That's a girl I used to know. You walk into Country Thunder, you go to a cash and credit line, spend about 10-15 minutes at least in that line, then you take out cash. Then you take your cash to another line that says cash. You stand in that line for fucking 30 minutes at least. You get a certain amount of drink tickets. Then you gotta go down the fucking drink line and just to get drinks.
That's such a joke.
And the drinks, yeah. The only beers that were there were Budweiser and I think Coors Light. Honestly, can't remember. I was just drinking Bud Heavies because that's all I ever drink anyways. And then Shafts.
Alpha male.
You could get a Shaft in a can, which I'd never even try because Shafts only like a chug out of...
They are pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd have a full can of a Shaft.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, and then you could also get some highballs, but I don't know. I think beer options should have been better. But anyways, so we got there early, didn't worry about the lineups. We went around for, 4 or 5 hours before Morgan came on. We're playing games, dancing, just hanging out. And then the sun went down and Morgan's drummer, I'm going to call him Morgan because we're on a first name basis.
Yeah,
his drummer absolutely. Came out and just started fucking shredding. Like, no one knew what was going on. Everyone just, like, the screens went black. And then just, there's like a drum solo to start the performance. And then it goes silent for like 4 seconds. Then you hear, we're just holding it down here in BFE. Which is up down. For those of you who didn't get that perfect Morgan Wallen voice.
I don't
voice.
Think you were even close to what it sounds like.
And then that just started the night. I think it was like 9:30. It was pretty dark at that point. But oh my fucking God. And I got a video of that too. I'll show you later. I just like, when the solo came out and it turned to Morgan, fuck, it was good. But... Yeah, it was incredible. Sang some rock songs, did like 10 minutes of covers, a lot of his like kind of fast, upbeat country, and then some slow ones too. And as a strong, independent male, I will be completely honest and admit that I cried when he sang.
Huh.
When he sang Cover Me Up, I fucking bawled for like 5 minutes. It's like one of my favorite songs of all time for the past like 4 years. It's been like my favorite song. And seeing him sing it live, and everyone was just like, fucking, the girl in your boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My God. And I even had some girl come up to me. She goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah.
You're very mentally strong, Kale. Way to be in touch with your emotions.
It probably looked fucking bad, but.
Oh, yeah.
It was, oh my God. I couldn't help but just let all my emotions run free when Cover Me Up came on. But it was good. Morgan Wallen. 5 out of 5 easily. The night ended fun too. We all went out after El Furniture's, got some $8 burgers, went home, and then woke up Sunday morning.
Did it all over again.
We didn't think we were, and that's the thing. Woke up on Sunday. This time I was fucking hurting. Because it wasn't just like that my hangover didn't kick in yet. It's just my body. I had eaten almost no food other than that one burger in like 50 hours. Consumed way too much alcohol. Got no sleep. Woke up at like 9:30 or 10 on Sunday. Texted all the boys, a couple of them already went home, like out Strathmore, Oaktokes, where they're from. The boys who live downtown were in this group chat, and all it took was one Snapchat of someone just drinking, having a nice glass of whiskey. And within half an hour, we were all back there in the basement just chugging beers. We had zero intention in the morning of going out, but then that's all it took was just one person wanted to go. So we went.
You're so alpha, man.
I know. It wasn't me. I actually had no choice. I just, again, it was FOMO.
Peer pressure.
I knew that like three of them were going, so I'm like, fuck, why not? I don't even work Monday either, so I might as well go Sunday. FGL is no longer after this year, I heard. So, yeah, it wasn't, I mean, I didn't really like Florida Georgia Line as much as I think lots of people did, mainly because I had left the boys for a second to go to the washroom with a couple other people. And on the way back, we just like didn't want to like bulldoze through a big parade of people to get to the same spot. So we just sat like at the far fucking corner and watched the rest of the concert. And I was honestly just not having the vibe. It was wet as fuck that day too. It poured rain for like 3 hours. It was muddy.
I saw videos of people literally sliding in mud.
Which was like, kind of like, honestly, like pros and cons to that is the dust was settled, but then you just got fucking caked in mud. And yeah, people were like sliding
around. Yeah, that's kind of gnarly, but
it was messy.
You got to own it.
And I just went home after. I was too fucking hammered. Went home, woke up Monday, and everyone else was at work, just hung over, and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to lay on my couch for 7 hours. So
what's FGL?
FGL is a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
I think overall, I'll be quick here, I've already said lots, but sick location. It wasn't the original location of Country Thunder, but I like this one better. The backdrop was sick. Like when the sun went down and you could just see downtown Calgary, like the skyline. Closed all the bars downtown too. The dust sucked. Lineups were ridiculous and obviously a little bit more options for beer. I'm giving it a 4.25. out of 5.
Wow, very, very specific there.
Yep, not 4.5 because that's almost too high, but 4 is too low.
So. Yeah, okay.
4.25. Very good. Overall, Country Thunder. I had a fucking blast.
I say we got to call it Country Thunder because I did hear a lot of like bullshit in regards to the lines and just the process of all the drinks and all that. So, yeah. Country Thunder, you're put on notice. Expect to just take our money next year, okay?
True, but this is going to sound fuck bills. This might put me in the hot seat, but I'm going to put Country Thunder above Stampede.
Ooh.
Yeah, honestly.
Controversial.
Yep. It's just,
I can't because I wasn't at Country Thunder. And I saw Flo Rida, which, I mean, no one will ever beat Flo Rida.
The thing about Stampede is that there's too much going on at once that you don't, you miss something every single night.
Fair enough. Country Thunder,
you don't. Everyone gets to see the same shit, so.
All right. Yeah. Very good. That was Country Thunder 2022.
How was Boston, Bales?
All right. At first, I get into Boston, going to my hotel. My first impression of the city is, wow, this place is a fucking dump.
And old.
It is so old. Yeah. And at first you're like, wow, like maybe it's not what I expect. But it's one of those things where it just grows on you. It's, you begin to appreciate the brick. You begin to appreciate the accents. The brick. You begin to appreciate the air.
It's nothing like Calgary, eh?
No, it's not even close. So I'll start getting my ratings. The first 5 out of 5, it has to be Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So even if you're not a baseball fan, even if you're not a sports fan, being at Fenway Park and seeing it and like how old it is and just the design of it is, it's like seeing the Mona Lisa of baseball parks.
Honestly, I haven't seen it, but I can agree with that.
Like, exactly. It was like just looking at it, I was like, even before I had one single ounce of alcohol in my system, I was just looking at it. I was like, this is just gorgeous to look at.
It's historic too.
It is, and it's honestly like it was just a cool experience being there. So like, and that's something that was on my bucket list was Fenway Park. Like that, yeah. It was unbelievable. So I'm so glad I got that off. So I went with my dad and my sister. My dad is getting very old, so it's like carrying a senior around a city. He did have a few pops though, so good for him.
Yeah. I bet he loved it.
Yeah, he loved Boston, as he should have, though. I mean, it's one of those places where I feel like you almost like have to experience it because it's such a different lifestyle than Calgary, different vibes and everything, but wasn't all great. My first 1 out of 5 rating would be the prices at Fenway Park.
And the American sports, Exchange, too.
Yeah, so not only was I paying just as much as I would at a Canadian sports like the Saddle Dome or Rogers Place in Edmonton, I was paying the same price but in American dollars. So I was actually paying more for drinks. Like, sports teams can actually suck my dick at this point. Like, you have thousands of people in there. Why do you need to take my fucking money and charge me $13 for a beer.
And even that?
Or $9 for a water dog. Like, not even a good hot dog. Literally, boiled moist hot dogs.
Even that, dude. I think it was honestly one of the same days that you were at one of the games. There was, like, a thing on Twitter about some, I think it might have been a European soccer match, where the internet went out. People couldn't even buy beer, so they just gave free beer to everyone.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was in Ireland.
Can afford to do that. So why wouldn't they just at least cut the price in fucking half?
It's just, it's fucked up. It's selfish. Yes. It's
the rich get richer.
Discriminatory to people who can't spend $15 for a drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so 1 out of 5 for the prices at Fenway.
Okay.
I'll get in. I went to 2 bars, so I'll go in. My last night there, I went to 2 bars. One of them was the equivalent of Whiskey Rose, just a straight country bar. So I'm not even going to rate that because...
A real country bar or fake?
Yeah,
country?
Oh, it was real.
So not quite like whiskey.
Live country music and all that. But I'm not even going to rate it because I would just give it the same rating as Whiskey Rose. So if you want to know that rating, just go to that podcast. Nice. Quick plug there.
Quick plug.
But I went to a bar called Clary's. Love the vibe. Upstairs.
That sounds very Boston.
Upstairs, very like relaxed, tame bar kind of thing. Like sit down, get a drink. Like very calm but busy. But then you go downstairs and mosh pit, dancing, sweaty. Yeah, basically that. So, I mean, I wasn't complaining. It was a very good vibe because if you wanted a break, you'd go upstairs. But I also shredded the D floor for a while.
Well, it's like, that's kind of like Greta then, I guess, actually.
Yeah, I'd say it's more close to Greta. But I shredded that up pretty well. Made some good friends. Very nice people. There were some assholes there. Like, I would just try to, like, you know, spark conversation. Oh, how's it going, man? You from Boston or whatever. I'm just a nice guy. And and he would be like, nah, get out of my face, not from Boston. I'm like, well, all right.
Fucking Boston.
I was like, well, all right, buddy. So Clary's a 4 out of 5. Very good bar. My perfect setup. Like, you don't ever want to be overwhelmed, but you also want to have the ability to be like, let's just go fucking vibe. Let's get covered in our own sweat. Mm. Or other people's sweat if you get a little too close.
Yeah, I don't like that shit anymore.
Well, you're not cool. So.
I'm just too old for that stuff.
My next rating for Boston is stairs. 1 out of 5.
Lots of stairs?
I walked so much in Boston that I think I developed a permanent fear of stairs, like forever. Like, I also might have ate it and spilt a beer in front of 1,000 people at Fenway Park, which is also why this is going to be 1 out of 5.
There's the ego, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Jays won all 3 games, so it was kind of an alpha move to fall and then just kind of say, like, oh, look at the scoreboard. I didn't do that. I was too scared. But
could you imagine if I didn't go to Country Thunder and then also got to sit there while you watched the Jays go 3-0?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Would have been horrible.
It ain't bad. But, yeah, so stairs, 1 out of 5. Another 1 out of 5 coming up, traffic. Traffic in Boston.
I've heard about this too.
Is a, like, they say between New York and Boston, they're the worst cities to drive in.
Horns nonstop?
Horns, just people cutting off, no signals, just like you think you're going to get an accident. Like, I literally thought I was going to get an accident every time I got in my Uber.
Did you guys drive or rent a car?
We Ubered everywhere.
I don't know why I said drive or rent.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Uber, but that'd be so
good. Ubered everywhere. So, like, if you want a picture, for those of you in this area, if you want a picture downtown Calgary, if you want to picture, like, the traffic, Calgary's like Gucci, but Boston's, like, lower than Walmart. I don't know what's lower than Walmart, but, like, it's that bad. Like, it is fucking,
I don't know if anything is
atrocious. What would be lower than Walmart? Bulk Barn?
Yeah, that's
food. Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Dollarama.
Whatever. Yeah, so, yeah, Dollarama probably is what the traffic there. It was just so bad that I mean... I was getting stressed out just being in a car, which you don't want on vacation. But, I mean, it was fine. I survived. So traffic, 1 out of 5, obviously. 2 more here. I'll wrap it up here. Actually, I have 3. I'll go quick. 5 out of 5, Alec Manoah.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty. Great guy.
6'6", 280.
Yeah, just a huge dude, like a specimen of a human being. But
he's a pitcher, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, pitcher for the Blue Jays. I got to meet him, got a picture with him. But great guy. Like, he took the time. He was the only player who came over, signed literally every person's autograph.
Did you get
this thing? No, I didn't. I had my Guerrero Jr. jersey on. I thought it would be disrespectful.
Very.
So, yeah. So, but I got a picture. Very nice guy. Even talked to me. Even told me I have sick ink. So, thank you for that, Alec.
That's
very
huge.
Nice guy. Yeah, that kind of boosted my ego for a bit there.
That's huge. He's got sick tattoos.
Yeah, he's got nice ink too. So, 5 out of 5. Props to Alec Manoah for being a guy's guy.
How'd you get down there? I didn't even ask that yet. Was everyone just allowed to go storm the field?
No, so... I walk in there and they're like, hey, like, do you want to go to the field? And I was like, why are you asking me to go to the field? And I was like, well, you're the guy for Minimal Filters. And I was like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, of course, I'd love to go to the field and meet Alec Manoa.
Yeah, because, The higher ups in the MFers fucking kind of business here, they paid for this trip, which we didn't mention yet. I couldn't. I had other things to do.
Yeah.
Nathan took one.
I took one for the team and went to Boston.
You went to Boston.
All right, my last one, 5 out of 5, lobster.
Really?
The lobster there is fresh. And
I guess there's a harbor.
And holy fuck, dude. Like, I haven't had lobster in a while, and I had it 3 different times there. Fuck, is it good.
Is it expensive?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say it's...
So, I need, like, for those of you listening, blow this podcast up so I can eat lobster every other day, please. Yeah.
When you're in the MF's Boston trip, and the free lobster would help.
Yeah, free lobster instead of me paying it. But, I mean, it was cool getting to go to the field for free, so not a big deal. But, all right, that wraps up our rating scales.
Yeah.
Kale, love language. Let's help these people out. There's a lot of people who are struggling lately, a lot of people who are single, so let's help you all out.
Everyone, I think you should remember the last time we didn't do our normal love language. We kind of did we went on Reddit. Actually, no, our fans emailed us some complaints about their relationships and they asked us for advice.
As anyone should.
On a certain specific story. This, we're going to go back to our basics and just give kind of some broad... normal relationship / love advice for dudes, for girls, for whoever, whatever me and Nathan decided to pick this week.
I
decided to give some advice for overall relationships. It could be dude, it could be woman, just overall.
Go ahead.
Here's what it is. It's in two parts. There's like a 1A and a 1B.
Okay.
Don't accept less than what you give in a relationship, but on the flip side, do not expect more than what you give.
Very good. Yeah, so, absolutely.
I'm not going to say I've learned this just recently. I think it's something that everyone knows or at least has heard before. But this is so, so, so real. I think big time. I do think in the end, it depends a lot on like your psychological love language and like how you perceive or dictate affection. But at the end of the day, successful relationships have balance. Balance is huge. There cannot be one person putting in all the effort while others sits back and just soaks in all the love and doesn't return the favor. So don't accept less than what you give. And don't expect more than what you get.
And you know what? My favorite part is relationships that are one-sided, everyone can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell, like, oh, this guy's, like, head over heels and this girl's, like, barely into it or vice versa, right?
Needs the affection.
Yeah, just likes the attention but doesn't give it back, right?
And that's what I said, too. I think in the end, and honestly, it kind of does depend a lot on, like, your psychological love language. I think there's, like, 5 or so. One's like physical touch, one's words of affirmation, all that stuff. But again, everyone loves affection. Everyone loves attention. If you're the kind of person to give everything and not give anything back, it's not going to work out.
No, absolutely not.
It will never. Maybe it could last a few years, but it won't end nicely.
Yeah.
So I'll say that.
Very good. All right. My love language is a little more serious. For all the guys out there, make sure you're texting the girl you think you're texting and not her dad.
Wait.
So I'll get into a story here. So when I was about 16 or 17.
Is this a personal experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was about 16 or 17, you know, I'm a bad boy talking to some girls. And this one girl and her friend are hanging out at her place. And they're like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, it was like, you know, midnight one. And I was like, well, like, can you just leave? And she goes, no, I got to sneak out my window. And I was like, oh yeah, like definitely do it. So I think they're coming over. Like the last text I got from her for a bit was saying like, yeah, we're leaving. We'll text you in her clothes. And I was like, all right. So I didn't hear from her about 20 minutes. And I got a text saying, hey, like we're almost there. Like we're on our way. And I was like, okay, cool. And then like, they kind of kept asking me like weird questions. Like, hey, why do you want me to come over? La, 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 all that shit. And then about, I'd say 10 minutes after I was texting back and forth, I get this text saying, this is Shakira's dad.
Shakira is the name we're doing?
Yeah. This is Shakira's dad, by the way. Don't influence my daughter to do stuff like this. She is in trouble. And so are you. I will be contacting your parents in the near future. And I'm sitting there 16 in my bed, shitting my pants. Oh. About to cry, because I did like this girl, but that was probably the scariest thing ever. And I don't think, and me and this girl never did like never got close again, really.
That would literally ruin it.
So it was, yeah, probably the scariest text I've ever gotten in my life. I thought my life was over.
You could never, ever meet her father after that.
I think I did, but I don't think he knew I was that guy.
I mean, like, did you meet him as Oh, no, Dad, this is my guy I'm seeing.
Yeah. No, hell no.
There's zero chance that could ever happen.
So that relationship got ruined because she got caught sneaking out. Her dad grabbed her phone. But it is kind of weird that he didn't text me immediately saying, this is Shakira's dad.
Whoa, that was close.
I'm going to have to beep that one out.
mark down what time we are. Oh, my God.
He's going to have to... Oh, God. I'm so overwhelmed because I said
that. No, I know. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, anyways. But it was weird that he pretended to be here for a while. Like, is that not weird? Like, yes. I feel like he should have just immediately texted me. But he pretended to be here for a while.
Is that a bonk on him? Is he just being, like, maybe weirdly horny?
Yes.
He's like, let's see if this kid's got some game before my daughter goes over.
Maybe he's like, let's see if this is the one. See if this is the one. So, yeah. So, my love language is make sure you're texting the girl you think you're texting and not her dad. So
that sucks, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. Mark that down around 25:30 is when I'm going to have to do some...
25:30. I will gladly mark
do
that.
Some editing. 25:30. All right. let's transition because I'm still a little shook right now for saying the name. My bad. Apologies. Nails of things that should be illegal to do after high school.
Illegal.
You should not be allowed to do these things.
I thought you just said legal and you almost fucked up my whole entire pitch.
It's illegal.
Yeah, things that should be illegal. Not illegal. Illegal to do after high school. Yeah. Things you should go to jail for after.
Yeah, so here, I'll flip the coin this time. I'll let you call it.
Okay. Bet.
All right.
You scared.
Ready?
Heads.
It is heads. First overall pick.
See, fuck. I almost wanted number two because I don't know the 1-1 I want here.
I actually don't know what my 1-1 is. I have like three really good... Like first few, but
okay. So I think honestly, I have three that could be like 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. Okay. So
but
please
I'm
take it away.
Picking the one. Okay, I'm gonna say the number one thing that should be illegal to do after high school is going to high school parties.
Very good. I had that one. Yeah. So okay. I mean, definitely a crime. You're basically a criminal if you do that, and it's just weird. Like when I was in high school and I had people come there who graduated, I was definitely chirping them behind their back.
Not even behind their back.
Though. Oh, I wasn't to their face. I was too scared.
There was times where I'd be like, aren't you fucking graduated?
Yeah, I would say a line like that, but then they'd be like, oh, I'm just here to party. And it's like, well. Yeah.
And again, I think about fucking whatever you want, but I can honestly, truthfully say, I don't think I ever went to one high school party after high school.
I went to one and it was because I was seeing a girl who was graduating the year after us. So.
That's fair.
I'll give like a 50% pass. I still probably shouldn't have gone, but I did. Yada, yada, yada. It ain't that illegal. I think I should like be on parole for that. not prison, but like on parole. My one is drinking Twisted Teas.
Oh, that's my fucking other one. I literally have drinking Twisted Teas.
Yeah,
Nothing else.
I get it. I get it if you don't like beer, but man, like.
That's a good pick, Bill.
Grow up. Stop drinking Twisted Teas. Like, if you drink Twisted Teas, you're basically, like, saying you're going to be a convict one day.
And it's kind of funny because, like, I don't even think it was because of, like, oh, I'm going to get made fun of. I literally just, like, my taste buds just stopped liking Twisted Teas.
Literally,
after high school.
Yeah.
That's all we drank, American Vintage. When
I was in high school, man, it was Twisteds. And then I grew out of Twisteds by grade 12, but I was drinking other teas. Like, I was drinking AVs.
AVs were good. Those kind of fell off the map.
Yeah, but... Fucking Twisted Teas, like, they leave a bad taste in my mouth at this point. Like, it makes me think of the times that I threw up in high school. Like, that's what they taste like to me now, is vomit.
Yeah.
But not, like, 22-year-old Nathan vomit, 16-year-old Nathan vomit.
Yeah.
Like, which have a completely different taste.
And different smell.
Yeah, everything.
Look to
so,
it.
Yeah, that's my one, drinking nice. Twisted. So.
Okay, I'm actually so happy that I have this pick. Because I was going to do this one, yours, or my first one, literally the first pick.
Yeah.
But sending streaks.
Good. Yeah, that is good.
Sending a mass snap of streaks.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'll send a picture of my face.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I still do.
To keep my important streaks alive.
Yeah. And again,
but literally saying the word streaks or hit me up.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And again, I will.
You belong in jail.
I will completely admit there's a lot of people I Snapchat that I don't really talk to. I did, like, we're buddies. We don't have, like, conversations every day. It's just, like, snapping kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's just like, hey.
I'll wake up in the morning, send a snap to a few people.
It's like, hey, I want to keep this bridge open. Exactly. But I also don't want to go through the effort of having a conversation.
100%. But I will never, and I still know a kid who's 1 year younger than us, so out of high school, and he sends the word streaks to probably 100 people every single
painful.
Morning.
Painful.
I fuck it.
Painful.
I have zero respect.
I think you should message him and tell him it's time for a change.
Or should I send him a streak?
Streaks. Yeah. All right. My second one is a little controversial because there are people who do it, but they're all going to go to jail soon, so it doesn't matter. Posting shotgunning videos.
Yep. We had to because we had a sponsor once upon a time.
We had to do it one time because we were getting paid thousands of dollars to do. However, please just cut it out.
Yeah.
Like, just...
And again, shotgunning... Here's actually the reason, a better reason to help your case. No one actually shotguns beers, they shotgun teas. So if that's
yes.
two birds with one stone.
Yeah, you're either literally...
you're drinking a tea or you're shotgun, you're both doing something wrong.
You're literally going, like, to the prison worst. For two yeah. lifetimes for like, doing that.
Maximum security.
Maximum security, like, wherever they put Osama bin Laden.
The ocean.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically, they can go there at this point.
Yeah, okay, fair. That's a great pick. And I actually didn't think about that one, but that's...
Thank you,
can't even shotgun successfully anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what a shotgun is.
I
kind of lost it.
My third pick, which I'm not quite picking on you, Bales, but maybe just take this advice. Pinrolling jeans.
I haven't pinrolled a jeans in high school. I had that on my list. I had that on my list, too.
Man, I fucking... Because
I didn't go
to Okotoks High School until grade 12, and, like, Chestermere High wasn't the same vibe. It wasn't, like, as, like, sportsy. But when I got... to comp.
Oh, it was the shit.
I'm like, I have to start pinrolling now.
Yeah.
Every dude. Single fucking kid pinrolled and wore like NMDs.
NMDs,
or
yeah.
Ultra Boosts.
And don't get me wrong. I go to a bar sometimes and I see guys pinrolling jeans still. Like it baffles my mind. I literally look at it and I'm just like, bro, like,
yep.
like you're not in high school anymore.
You're not that guy.
You are not going to be anywhere but prison in the next few years. So, yep. Very good pick. I had that one as well. My next one is having a massive vape mod.
Oh my god.
So
yes.
those thick motherfuckers
the RDAs,
yeah, just drips. Blow the fattest fucking clouds.
Well, do you want me to say blowing fat clouds or having a fat vape?
No. You just can't have the massive vape mods. You can't be that person who like you can tell it's in their pocket and it's the size of an iPhone times 4. Like yeah. it doesn't make any sense at this point. You can't have it. If you're out of high school and you have a massive vape mod, I don't know like what crime you're about
honestly,
to commit,
just
but you're
smoke
going
cigarettes
to.
Cigarettes at this point.
Yeah, at that point, smoke cigarettes because you're on the same level as that.
Because you can also you can get cigarettes in jail, but you don't think you can get vapes in jail.
No,
so.
You can't get a vape mod in jail. So massive vape mods. I'm okay with the thin vapes, the hidden ones, the ones they can't see. But man, if you're a guy, massive vape mod, touchscreen, adjusting the wattage on it all the time.
Oh, fuck, it's so true.
Go to... Just turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Go to the police station. Go to jail.
Quit breaking the law. This one is one that should be super illegal after high school when you get into the real world. Drinking on a work night.
Yes.
Shouldn't be allowed. Should yes. not be allowed. You should not be allowed to drink on a night where you work the next day.
It's going
to
be controversial because there's definitely a lot of people who do it.
That's the thing. Everyone does it, but everyone the next morning hates
oh, it's the worst.
So if it was illegal, everyone would
yeah.
just stop.
Yeah.
It would be...
Very good. I think that's a very creative pick because it is something that I would love the government to implement.
Yes.
Very quick. So
I fucking, yeah, again, you and I didn't work on Tuesday yesterday, I guess, but we went out Monday night and I know a lot of people worked on Tuesday. So
yeah.
everyone who we were with on Monday night should be in jail right now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll go here. This one is picking on myself because I did this in high school one time. Throwing up in the middle of a party. Actually, I think I did it twice. One time at my rookie party, another time I don't even remember what was happening. I just did it, apparently, and then you guys washed.
Was it your rookie party or someone else's rookie party that you were invited to? Like the one where you had all the vodka and chugged up and I wasn't there?
That wasn't a rookie party. That was just a party. But I didn't throw up in the middle of the party. I'm saying like everyone's dancing,
yeah,
having a
like
good time.
On carpet maybe
playing
too.
Beer pong kind of thing, and then all of a sudden some dude just goes bleh. If you do that,
and I was there for the one.
If you do that and you're out of high school, man, you gotta get your life together. Like, there's real problems if you are out of high school.
If you can't
and you do
contain
that.
Alcohol enough to the point where you know you're about to throw up
yeah.
in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah. Throwing up's fine. I get it. Sometimes you have a little too much, but you got to be able to not throw up in the middle of a party. Mm-hmm. So that's my second last pick.
Yeah, I like that. That's a really good pick. See, so now I'm on my last pick now, and I'm stuck between two. The one I'm not going to take blowing fat clouds, because that kind of goes
pretty close. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that one. I am going to go hosting a themed party.
Controversial.
I know it is. But I don't mean Halloween. Halloween's fun. But I think if you actually still, after high school, host a anything but clothes party or a safari, that's just...
I'm gonna partially agree with you. I think there are certain themes that you should be allowed to do after high school. But when in high school, when out of high school, there are some you shouldn't be allowed to do. Like, yes. Titan Bright parties.
No more.
Too Ratchet should not be allowed.
And here's the reason why.
CEOs and office hoes. Overkilled, done way too much, but there are ones that I absolutely think, hey, like, that would be pretty cool to do. So
we went to a few in high school. I really enjoyed the CEO's office hose one. That was a fun one. But here's the reason why: because no one actually stays at parties anymore. You always end up going out. So when we have a party, or if we host someone, we always end up going out to the bar after. And you don't want to be wearing a fucking safari hat at Greta.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, but you should go to jail for it. It should end up you and
controversial. I do think it's a good pick. I think there's limitations.
There will be a lot. I know. I was just out of picks at this point, honestly. No, that's every fair. Single one we had the same picks on but I think hosting a theme party is almost jail time.
Okay, my last pick is drinking 1 liter Smirnoff Ices.
Ooh.
I was going to put Smirnoff Ices, but I understand if you're doing it to like ice people or just fuck with them. But drinking one, like the big bottles. That was such a high school thing, and you should not be allowed to carry those around. Those are not allowed.
Honestly, almost being iced is kind of... But I wouldn't mind being iced. I kind of want to bring that back.
Right? Like, one of my favorite things is when you put in a Ziploc baggie and hide it in the toilet. And then someone goes right in there like, oh, fuck me. I was just going to piss, and now I have to do this.
There was one... Last time I got iced, actually, was me and you. I think maybe Shibes was with us. We went to our buddy's house to go watch a McGregor fight.
Yes, I do remember that.
Was Shaz with us?
Yes.
Yeah, we walk in the door.
We literally walk in the door and there's just three Smirnoff Ices just chilling there. Like, and that's
and that night, you fucking...
Oh, I blacked out.
The fuck out.
It's because I lost... I remember everything, and then we played Stack Cup and I obviously got it. And then I just remember I drank the Death Cup and immediately threw up. I got outside, not in the middle of the party, for the record. I got outside.
Respect.
All right. So yeah, that's my last pick. Drinking 1 liter Smirnoff Ices.
I only have one honorable mention. But I'll go for my five first.
Okay.
My five things that should be illegal after high school is going to high school parties, sending streaks, pinrolling jeans, drinking on a work night, and hosting a themed party.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Not bad. My five, drinking Twisted Teas, posting shotgunning videos, having a massive vape mod,
jail,
throwing up in the middle of a party, or drinking 1 liter Smirnoff Ices. These items, you should at least go to trial.
This might be our best top 10
ever. Yeah. You got to go to at least trial.
Yes.
Like, there's got to be like a little, like, we can come to an agreement. Like,
better be really expensive.
We'll do 180 hours of public service if you do any of these, at minimum.
Or, making it worse, do 180 hours of shotgunning beers and posting it. Just embarrassing.
You just have to do it. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
No, my one honorable mention was dating someone in high school. But you literally mentioned that you were right out of high school dating someone who was in high school.
Yes.
So I wasn't going to throw you under the bus for that one.
Yes, thank you. That's fair. Okay, so I have a few honorable mentions. I have posting hit me up for party on your Snap story.
See, that was, I had that kind of the same as sending streaks. So yeah. Just like a Snapchat.
Yeah, so, and then I have wearing backpacks to parties.
I have a couple, I guess. I didn't write this down, but I had... wearing sports teams backpacks, like your school sports teams backpacks.
Yeah, okay, not bad. And then I also had Titan Bright parties, like I said. Mm-hmm. Stealing shit at house parties, which is actually technically illegal. But
I still do that. I'll, you know what, hand to God, I'll admit whenever I go to a house party, I usually come home with something that wasn't mine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, me too. But technically it is illegal to do that. So I was completely kidding when I said I did that, by the way. So
yeah.
And my last honorable mention is dabbing. Please don't dab. Unless you're in high school.
Nah, bro. Bring that shit back.
Yeah, we should.
Dabbing and low riding. Oh, I should have said low riding.
Low riding. All right. So that was the nails of things that should be illegal to do after high school. Mm-hmm. Very good nails. That was one of my favorites.
I was kind of nervous for that one, but that was fucking
good. That was one of my favorites. we now have a special announcement. So, yeah. Kale and I, we've kind of had
Everyone sit down.
Kind of had a long talk, a lot of deep talks, a lot of pros and cons. You know, we listed all the pros and cons on our whiteboard. We listed all the possible outcomes if we make a decision in regards to our podcast, but...
And it ended up being 51 to 49 for pros.
Yes. So
we're doing something.
We decided to do this. So Kale and I have made the decision to bring on a third member.
A possible full-time, hopefully third-time third member.
Third member. We would love to bring on Jason Shibley.
Damn it, I was going to say someone you all love. Shibes.
I don't know if everyone loves him, though.
He doesn't know yet,
but
either.
But he doesn't know, so we're going to do a call live. If he says no, this whole part should probably be...
If he says no, we're cutting this for sure and probably honestly stopping the podcast.
But we're going to tell him it's time to get your life together and come on Mineral Filter. Yeah. So,
and honestly, he's been mentioning it for a while himself. I just don't think he realizes this is actually a huge commitment. I'm not trying to sound like that guy, but this is a huge commitment.
It is kind of like I've told people, it's kind of like another job. Like I probably spend... I'm going to say in total throughout the week, probably spend 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Like in total on everything. 100%. Editing, sound editing, social medias.
Vibing,
prepping for pods, like getting all our love language and stuff, because it takes a lot of deep talk to think of all these items.
And it ain't free. So bring on someone else who has... the main reason for me why I want Shibes on is because obviously he's fucking hilarious. We're all best friends, us three. And also another voice to help me Nathan.
He's going to add another layer.
Yeah, and just arguing Nathan. Sometimes I need help with it. So
I think it's going to backfire.
I think
it's totally going
to... I'll get picked on.
Yeah, because when he's been on as a guest, it's definitely been more, Kale, like, what are you saying right now, 100%, right?
So, I'm
Kale, please give him the phone call.
I will. I'll call him right now.
All right, we're currently calling him. If he doesn't answer...
He loses the opportunity.
He doesn't get to come on the pod.
Maybe he's just getting off work right now. Oh. Hello? What's up, bud? Just hanging out. You working right now?
I told you not to fucking call me anymore.
What? What? How was work? I have something to tell you.
I'm still working.
Okay, well... Do you like your job? Because you won't have to work much longer, man.
Yeah.
I got something big coming your way. All you gotta do is say yes. I can just tell you right now, you can say yes after. I kind of worded that wrong. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nathan and I have been doing some thinking, and we think it'll benefit not just him and I, but also you, if you, Jason Shibley, join the podcast as a third member, full-time.
Oh,
honestly, and yeah, I'm recording this, but I'm not fucking with you. We're actually being completely serious. We just made a huge announcement on this episode. Yeah, no, but you know we're not fucking with you, right? Like, we're actually being serious.
Are you?
I swear to God, man. Like, I hand to God, we're not fucking with you.
This is an actual job offer.
No, every time that you've been on, everyone's loved it. And it's just having one more voice, it's just going to add a layer, and we think it's going to be great.
And you're a funny guy.
And you're funny. Yeah, sorry. You're funny.
So is it a yes?
Have your dad call my dad. We'll talk about it, all right?
I got to talk to my agents.
Yeah. Kay. We should have went through agents first, but...
Can we get a conditional yes at least?
Well, I'm exclusive to you guys. Like, you guys are
my
first choice.
Okay, fuck you. We're taking that as a yes.
All right, welcome to Mineral Filters.
Yeah, welcome to Mineral Filters, bud. All right.
Can we change the name?
Yeah, we're going to change the name. No, we're not changing the name. We're just going to add you. Why the fuck would we change the name?
I don't really like it.
What would we change it to?
Jason.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're hanging up. See, bud.
All right, well, that couldn't have gone much worse.
That was exactly what I kind of expected from Jason. But
he's
that a yes?
He's coming on.
He's coming on.
Yeah, so...
That's honestly his way of just trying to sound like, these guys need me. And I guarantee he, like, snaps off his friends being like, they just invited me on a minute.
He's big-dogging it right now.
He just snapped me right now. Let me open it quickly. He just snapped me saying, For real? Yeah, and Fisher from Smiling. Yeah, okay.
He's all right, he's in. All right, so we officially have our third member, Jason Shibley. Welcome to the family. You were in the family, but now you were an in-law, and now I got married to you.
Oh, no.
You sure? I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, sure.
All right. That was our special announcement.
That was the announcement.
It'll probably be a week or two till he's on, because he's got to get his equipment.
Yeah, and we got to get everything set up. It'll be, I'm going to say, at least two more episodes until he's on.
Yes, I would say roughly, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's say that. Welcome. MFers, please send Jason a congratulatory message.
Everyone snaps that. Shibes are now saying, you're so fucked, you have no clue what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, say your life's over.
Yeah.
So that's that. Let's wrap up the show here.
Yep, with a shower thought.
Shower thoughts of the day.
I can go first.
Please.
My shower thought is more something that's just like, why do I always do this? Why don't I just ever say it?
Yeah, I don't know. You try to prolong it, yeah, and then it just makes the shower thought less intense.
Okay, my shower thought is, what the fuck is the point of an Airbnb?
Yeah.
They are, there's multiple reasons too. Because when they first came out, sure, you have a house with a yard if you want. It's kind of more private, but they're more expensive than hotels now. And they're not, it's not just that they're almost getting there. They are more expensive than 90% of hotels now. And you have to clean everything yourself. Hotels, you can literally leave and you come back and your bed's made.
Yeah.
Your fucking garbage is taken care of. You have extra shampoo in your shower. Airbnbs, and you can, like, some of them don't even fucking supply shampoo Airbnbs.
Yeah. So not only are we putting Country Thunder on notice, we're also putting Airbnb.
Yeah.
So their stock is probably going to drop a lot of points because we're calling them out.
I'm pro-hotel.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck you,
Airbnb. Airbnbs, they're just, I understood when they first came out, but just like Uber, it is slowly killing taxis. Airbnbs are slowly killing hotels, and I do not appreciate it one bit.
Yeah, all right. My shower thought occurred to me while I was in Boston.
Were you showering?
I was walking, which is what I did 95% of the time, like I said.
Yeah, true.
But my shower thought is, excuse me.
Pardon?
A trash bag isn't trash until you put it in the trash.
But it's a bag for trash.
But it's not actually trash until you put it.
It's a bag.
Exactly. It's a bag. Until you put it in the trash.
Or it's just a bag of what you put in trash.
It's a bag with trash, but the bag itself is not trash until you put it into the trash. It's just a bag.
You know, this is fucked. Trash. Remember my last shower thought last week when it's like, when you say that one word over and over again, it doesn't sound like a real word anymore?
Trash.
Trash.
Thrash.
No, to me crash. Right now, trash doesn't sound like a real word. Bash. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, that's good. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, because it's called a trash bag, just like it's called a garbage can.
But it itself isn't trash.
So what if you throw, trash. Is it not a garbage can until you throw the garbage can in the garbage?
Yeah, it's just a can.
Just a can. Okay.
Just a can.
With that logic, honestly, you win.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone, like we said, text Jive, say congratulations on fucking your life up.
On ruining his entire life.
Yeah.
So thank you. Peace out. See you next week.
Love you.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.